Blog Talk Radio.
Salamta, salamta, tenaya stelin, shalom, chavarim, here for the Wednesday podcast, the Rastafari Wednesday podcast, Wisdom Wednesday, here at the fourth day of the seven. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 103. The theme in today's daily psalm is baraka, is baraket, blessing. It's a hymn, a chant, eyes of praise. Here for the Wednesday podcast. Yes, I, Rastafari. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Discipleship Radio.
In the streets, they call it.
Discipleship Radio.
And here you hear for the wisdom
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta, Beteseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Awo. So here we have Psalm 103, a hymn of praise. Isis, the theme is blessing, is barakat, the soul. Soul, what and where is the soul? What and where is she? What and where is she, the soul, right here, in the barakat, the baraka, the blessing vibes, right here. Here we have the blessing rhythm as we start out the podcast. podcast right here. That's the Blessings Rhythm. Blessings Rhythm right there. Before we get into that, we have some business right here. We have the psalm for the fourth day, Psalm 94 here, for the middle day of the Shavuah, midway day. He has it in the middle of the seven right here. Also, we have the fourth Aliyah here for this 12th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong as we fulfill right here the first book of Moses, known as Genesis, Bereshit. But here, all rise for the chant right here. The evening psalm for the fourth day called Wednesday. Coming forward.
The case of
all rise. Court is now in session.
Where the guilty must be exposed.
All rise. Court is now in session.
And here we have Psalm 94, which brings home the theme, Habarim, of the vengeances of Jehovah for Jah people. Here.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth men knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Sugar Miner, Sugar Booger Wooger Miner, SI with Prophecy, beginning off with Genesis, and here we're fulfilling this first book of Moshe. Prophecy, what about the prophecy in the first book here? Sister Aisha, Prophecy, I'm going to ride up with this fourth day Torah reading and feeding, also Psalm 103, a hymn of praise with the theme of blessing and commanding the soul. Commanding her to bless he who be we be. Why is that important? But here, prophecy. Yes, I.
Let not my people Worship as God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
Coming on, I'm a come, coming on.
Oh, Israel. What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad Hear O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear, for the Revi'i, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth of offering up here for this Shabbat. Shabbat Yahi, Sabbath, and he lived. Here, picking up the first book of Moses, the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereshis. Here, picking up with Genesis chapter 49, for the Revi'i, here for the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah. For Shabbat, Wayechi. Here, Sefer Bereshit, Wayechi, Mem Tet, chapter 49. Yaakov, Jacob's dying bracha, dying blessing, prophetic of the tribes of Yisrael. Hear, Shema Yisrael, for the Revi'i. Vayikra Yaakov, Ella Benayo, Vayomeram, Hey Asfu, We Agida Le Lachem, Eita Shera Yikra Etekem, Be Achrita Hayamin. And Jacob and Yaakov called to his sons, Vayikra Yaakov Elavanayo. And Jacob called to his sons and said, Vayomer, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Vayikra Yaakov Elavanayo. Vayomer, Heasfu, we agida lakem, Eita Shara Yikra Etekem, Be'achrita Hayamin. And Jacob called to his sons and said, Heasfu, gather yourselves together. Heasfu, we agida lachem, that I may tell you, we agida lachem, that I may tell you, Eit Asher Yikra Etekem, Be'achrita Hayamin, that I may tell you that which shall befall you, y'all, in the end of days, Be'achrit Hayamin, in the last days, in the Achrit Hayamin, in the end of days. Hikavetzu, Wishimu B'nei Yaakov, Wishimu Ila Yisrael Avikem, assemble yourselves. Hikavetzu, assemble yourselves. Hikavetzu, Wishimu, and hear, Wishimu, hear y'all. Wishimu, b'nei Ya'iko. And hear ye, y'all sons. Your sons of Jacob. Wishimu, b'nei Ya'iko. Wishimu, illa Yisrael avikem. And hearken to Yisrael, to Israel. Avikem, your father. Reuben. Bikori ata kochi we reshita onia yetera seeta we yetera oz. Reuben, thou the I, my firstborn. Thou art my firstborn. Reuben, bikori ata my might kochi and the beginning of my strength. We reshita oni. The excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Yeter se'et with yeter oz. Unstable as water, thou, the eye, shalt not excel. Because thou, the eye, wentest up to thy father's bed. Then defilest thou. He went up to my couch. Pachazaka yamkamai. Pachazaka mai. Ala totara kia alita mishakve avika aza khialalta yesuia Allah. Unstable as water, have not thou the excellency, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Pachazaka mai, unstable as water. Pachazaka mai. Ala totara ki alita, have not thou the excellency, thou shalt not excel. Ala totara ki alita mishikare avika, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. Aza halalta yitzu'iya Allah, thou defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi, brethren, instruments of cruelty, their habitation. Shimon, Nawelewi, Achim, Kaleya, Hamasa, Mikerotehem. Simeon and Levi, Shimon, Nawelewi, Achim, our brethren, Shimon, Nawelewi, Achim. Weapons of violence, their kinship. Instruments of cruelty, their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, to their assembly, to their assembly. Mine honor, be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. This Odam Ala Tavonashi Bikahala Bikahalam Bikahal Bikahalam Bikahalam. This Odam Ala Tavonashi Bikahalam Ala Tehada Kovodi Kia Beapama Haragu Ish Ua Biraz Onama Ikro Shor. Let my soul not come into their council. Be sodam ala tavo nafshi to their assembly. Be a kahalam ala techad kovodi. Make my glory kovodi not be united. For in their anger they slew a man. Ki be abam hargo ish, and in their self-will. Ua biras onam, they hold oxen, ikru shor. Curse the anger, for fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Ya'ikov, in Jacob, and scatter them in Yisrael, and scatter them in Israel. Arura pama ki oz, wherever ratama kia ashata. Ahalek ema bi Ya'ikov. Wa if it's aim bi Yisrael. Cursed Aurora, cursed be the anger. Aurora pam, for it was fierce. Ki oz. and their wrath wherever Adam, for it was cruel, Kiyak Ashita. I will divide them in Jacob, Ehalkein de Yaakov, and scatter them in Israel. Why is it aim the Israel? Yehuda, Judah, thou, the I, whom thy brethren shall praise, thy hand in the neck of thine enemies, thy father's children shall bow down before thee. I, Yehuda, Ata, Yoduka, Acheka, Yadika, De, Orefa, Oiveka, Isha Tachu, Elka, Bine, Avika, Judah, Yehuda, thee, I, shall thy brethren praise. Yehuda, Ata, Yoduka, Acheka, thy hand, Yadika, shall be on the neck of thine enemies, Be'orefa Oiveka. Thy father's sons shall bow down before thee, I, Yishatachu Alika, Bine Avika. Judah, Yehuda, a lion's whelp, from the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? Gora, Arye Yehuda, Mit Refa, Bene, Alita, Kara, Raveta, Kearye, Ukalavi, Mia Yekemenu. Judah is a lion's whelp. Gor Aye Yehuda, from the prey, Mit Ref. From the prey, my son, Mit Ref, Bene. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. The I Aliyah up, go up. Meet Refa Bini Alita. He stooped down. Kara. He couched as a lion. Ravat Ravat Akaari. As a lioness. Ukalavi. As a lioness. Ukalavi. Mia Yikemenu. Milikemenu. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Yehuda, from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and to him the gathering of the people. Lo yasura shaveta mi Yehuda, umachoteka mi bena raglayo, adakia yabo, shilo, Wilaua Yikahata Amin. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. Lo Yasura Shaveta Shaveta Mi Yehuda. Lo Yasura Shaveta Mi Yehuda. Nor the ruler's staff from between his feet. Umochoteka mi bena raglayo. As long as men come to Shiloh, Ad Kia Yabo Shiloh, and to him with Lau, and to him shall the obedience of the peoples be. With Lau Yikahata Amin. Binding his foal, his foil to the vine, and his ass's colt to the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. Osori la gefena iro with la sareka bini e tono kia besa ba yain le busho uvadama e navin suto. Osuria la gesena iro, we la sareka vinia etono, kia besa bayayin levusho, uvadama enavima suto, binding his foil to the vine. Osuria la gesena iro, and his ass's colt to the choice vine. Where Lasareka Vinia Itono. He washed his garments in wine. Kibesa Bayayina Levusho. and his vesture in the blood of grapes. Uvedama enavima suto. His eyes red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Hakalilia ainaima miayayina ulabena shenaima ne halav. His eyes shall be red with wine. Hakalilia ainaima miayin, and his teeth white with milk. Ulabena shenaima ne halav. Zebulun. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he for an haven of ships, and his border to Zidon. Zvuluna lechofa yamima yishkon wekua lechofa or niyaut with yarakato ala Zidon. Zebulun shall dwell at the shore of the sea. Zvulun lechofa yamima yishkon, and he shall be a shore for ships. Wuhua lechofa oniot, and his flank shall be to Zidon. Weyarakato al Zidon. Yisakar, Yisakar, Isaacar, a strong ass couching down between two burdens. Yisasakara chamora garema robeita baina ha nisha pe tai. Yisakar is a large bone ass. Yisasakara chamora garem, couching down between the sheepfolds. Robeita baina ha nisha pe tai. And he saw that rest good, and the land that pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to beer, and became a servant to tribute. Wayare me nucha kito we eta haareta kia naema. Wayeta shikamoa li sabola wayahia li masa oved. For he saw a resting place, that it was good. Wayare me nucha kito, and the land that it was pleasant. Weta haareta kia naema. And he bowed his shoulder to beer. Wayeta shikamo lisabol, and became a servant under task work. Wayehia li masa ored. Dan. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan yadina amo. Dan shall judge his people, Dan Yadin Ammo, as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. Yehi Dan Nahasha Eleda Reka Shefifona Elea Orach Hano Shecha Ikare Susa Wayipola Rokvo Achor. Dan shall be a serpent in the way. Yehi Dana Nahash Eleda Rek, a horned snake. Shefifon, a horned snake. Shefifon ele orach, a horned snake in the path, that biteth the horse's heels. Hanoshek ekeve sus, so that his rider falleth backward. Wayipola rokavo ahar. I have waited for thy salvation, O Yahweh, O Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. I wait for thy salvation. Oh Yahweh, oh Jehovah, Li Yeshua Teka, Kuiti Yehovah, 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 Yehovah.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat.
Now here in this Torah portion right here, here we're at the last Torah portion, the first book of Moses, Sefer Bereishis, in the beginning, Genesis, called Genesis, Bereishis. So here at the 12th for the Shabbat, Shabbat, Wa Yechi. Why Yechi? And he lived, and the patriarch lived. So what we have here is the last days of Yaakov, last days of the patriarch Jacob. We have a lot that's packed into this first book for the first semester, the first semester. Here, as we're completing this first book of Moses, the first book of the directions, first book of the instructions, first book of the teachings, first book of the glory of his divine majesty. So here we're in Genesis. And here we're at the 12th Rastafari sabbatical study for this 12th Mana Torah portion, reading and feeding. Why Yechi? And he lived.
So there's a couple of themes, a couple of first themes, just an overview right here. We have here we're referring to TPV Volume 1, Torah Portion Volume 1. We have the PDF, the download of the PDF off the hard copy. We recommend ones get a hard copy. It's often good to have a hard copy, but if ones are not able to get it or just not yet, just get to check it out. You get the PDF at Rastafari Groundation. Can download it. Yes, I, and Sadaka, always. Yes, I. So here we have Wayahi, right? Wayahi. Right, that's the first word of the parsha, right, of this manna here as we are completing this first book here, the Sefer, the Sefer, Bereishis, in Reishis, in the beginning, Reishis, in the principle. So this is 12th sabbatical Torah portion, the manna here, Nainai. Judaic cycle of the Torah portion, reading and feeding. We of the royal order, the Rastafari order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and the cycle of Torah readings here. And it's the last in the book of Genesis, constituting Genesis chapter 47, verse 28, to Genesis 50, 26. Now, in the diaspora, we the black Jews, the line and tribe of Judah, here in the diaspora, we read it the 12th, in the 12th Shabbat, after the Simchat Torah, the joy of Jalor, generally in December or the January time. So right here, we have the summary, five-part summary here from the TPV, the Torah portion, volume one. We have the first part, the first summary item, the burial in Canaan, the insistence of the patriarch, Yaakov, Abinu Yaakov, our father Jacob, to be buried not in Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim, not to be buried in Egypt, not to be buried in so-called Kemet or Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim, but to be buried in Canaan and in the cave, the Machpelah, also another very important word when we consider the metaphysical implication of the word in the mystery school of HaMoshiach. So take note. Then the second item, we have the Baraka, right, the blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh. Ephraim and Manasseh, now also significance of the will and the understanding and the faculties of affirmation represented by Ephraim, doubly fruitful, and Manasseh, and forgetting or denial. So we have both the understanding and we have the will. Right, or will represented by Ephraim, right, and also the particular reversal of the baraka of the patriarch, transferring the blessing of the firstborn to the sheni, the younger, that was Ephraim, and the second, we could say for the second, to the first. So that reversal right there. So we have Ephraim and Manasseh, and also the adopting of Ephraim and Manasseh as Yaakov's own sons, right? So this is also a very interesting reasonment right there, but just as a summary, burial in Canaan, not to be buried, the insistence not to be buried in Mitzrayim. So these are some of the topical study themes, some of the areas, you know, kind of like bite-sized portion to zoom in and zoom out. So looking at the overview right here, we have the burial in Canaan. Second item, the baraka, or the berakot of Ephraim and Manasseh. Then we have Yaakov's blessings, right? His blessing of the 12 sons, of his 12 sons. Then we have the fourth item, the burial of Yaakov, right? And the death of Yosef, and the conclusion of the first book of Moses, the Sefer Bereishis, Genesis. So here we see to zoom in on the third item. We have the third topical item, and that is the blessing of the 12 sons. Now, before the 12 sons were blessed, we had the blessing of Joseph's two sons, and that's namely Manasseh and Ephraim, and the adoption of those two sons by the patriarch and the reversing, right, of the order, where it says that he guided his hands in Genesis chapter 48 and 14, and Yisrael, and Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Israel, stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's Rosh, Ephraim's Aras, his Rosh, his head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's Rosh, Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Yosef, verse 15, and said, El Elohim, before whom my fathers, Abraham and Yitzhak, did walk, did trod, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, which fed me all my life long to this day, Ha Melaak, the angel who redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name, make my name, Yisrael, Israel's name, be named on them, and the name of my fathers, my patriarchs, Abraham and Yitzhak, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth, in the midst of the earthly plain. Now that right there is the last word in the Sheni, the second Aliyah, here in this Torah portion reading. And then we pick up with the third. And when Joseph saw that his father had laid his right hand upon the Rosh, the head of Manasseh, it displeased him. And he held up his father's yad, his father's hand, to remove it from Ephraim's Rosh, Ephraim's head, to Manasseh's head. And Yosef said to his father, not so, Avi, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon Rosho. Put thy right hand upon his head. And we have Ya'akov refusing and saying that, Yada'iti, Yada'iti, Yada'iti b'ni, Yada'iti, I know, my son, I know it. And he also shall be great, speaking of Manasseh, but truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed, his race, shall become a multitude of nations. Now, not to go over that again in the detail that we've already touched on it previously, but this is also a topical theme here. So we see the blessing of the two sons of Jacob and the blessing of the two sons of Joseph. And these two sons being adopted as sons of Ya'akov. That's a reasonment in itself. Why so? And what is the implication, significance of that as well? But here to zoom in on the 12, right, in chapter 49. Ya'akov's, his dying bracha, his berkot, his blessings, the prophetic of the tribes of Yisrael, the prophetic of the tribes of Yisrael. So here we pick up right here, and this will correspond with the Revi'i, with the fourth Aliyah, right here with Genesis chapter 49, chapter XLIX, the Mem Tet, the Mem Tet chapter, Bereishis, Y Yechi, Mem Tet. And Jacob called to his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you, befall y'all in the end of days. Be'acharit ha'yamim, in the last days. Be'acharit ha'yamim, in the end of days, in the last days. So he calls his sons, he says, assemble yourselves and hear y'all sons of Ya'akov and hearken to Yisrael, Israel, your father. Vayikra Ya'akov el benayo, vayomer he'asfu v'hagida lachem Et asher yikra etkem be'achrit hayamim. Assemble yourselves together. Hikavzu. This is where we get the kavat, kibbutz, right? The kibbutz, the kavat. He says, hikavzu. Gather, assemble. Gather yourselves together. Now, KJV has in verse 1 and verse 2 of Genesis chapter 49, gather in both places. In the Chumash, first sentence, gather yourselves together. Gather yourselves together. Hey, asfu, gather yourselves together. We're agid alachem, and I will tell y'all, et asher yikra etkem, that which will happen before y'all, be'achrit hayamin. Hikabtzu, assemble yourselves. Kibbutz yourselves. Hikabtzu. Shimu'u b'nei Yaakov. And here, Shimu'u, v'shimu, 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 b'nei, my sons, the sons, b'nei Yaakov. So here he speaks also in the third person sense, right? Because Jacob is gathering his sons together. And Israel is blessing his children right here. So it's Yaakov, but then we see the significance of Yisrael, of the name. So even with the two names of Jacob, why in some places we have Yaakov and in other places we have Israel? Here he says, assemble yourselves and hear. Hikavetzu, assemble, kibbutz yourselves. We're Shimo b'nei Yaakov, your sons of Yaakov. We're Shimo, and hear y'all. V'shimu'u, and hear, obey, hear. V'shimu'u il Yisrael avikem. Il Yisrael to Yisrael. Yisrael v'shimu'u il Yisrael avikem. And hearken, y'all, to Israel, your father. So in this chapter here, we have the 12 sons, the 12 tribes being gathered together. They are being told, he seeks to tell them, we agida lachem, to tell them, right, lachem, to all of y'all, to tell you, he intended to reveal the end. Then you see the advent of HaMashiach, the Messiah, to them. But the Shataniah, the Shekinah, departed, they say, from him, and he turned to other matters. That which shall befall you in the end of days. Et Asha Yikra etekem be'achrit hayamim. How you will eat fear in the conquest of Canaan, and what you will each inherit therein. Some observe that what follows is not a baraka, but simply this revelation of the future. He did, in fact, bless them too, as follows from verse 28. But his blessings to them, some say, are not recorded. Others hold that the end of days, as we have in the Chumash and the KJV, is the last days, or be'achrit ha'yamim, in the end, be'achrit, the days after ha'yamim, the latter days. Some say this refers to the messianic age, the messianic era, of which his words contain a hint. Others cite that verse 10 in chapter 49 is an allusion to HaMashiach. But he says, hearken, hearken, Shimau il Yisrael Avikem. Hearken to Yisrael, your father. Accept the way in which he has taught you all his life. Listen, hear. Not just to hear, but to hear with the implication of obey, obedience. Thereby, you will be true sons of Yisrael, true children, true B'nai Yisrael. And you will strive with Elohim, and you will strive with man, and you will prevail as the Baraka that HaMelaach pronounced on him, the man, the angel Elohim, in Genesis chapter 32 at verse 29. So he begins off here with Reuben, 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 Bekori Ata, Kochi, Reishita Oni, Yeter Seita, We Yeter Oz. Says Reuben, Reuben, thou, my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. Then defilest thou. He went up to my couch. There we have the KJV rendering of it. Here from the Sefer Bereishis, it reads, Reuben, Bekori Ata, Reuben, behold, a son, Reuben, the vision of the son, Reu, behold your Reu, Bain, a son is seen, Reuben, Bekori, 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 Bekori Ata, Reuben, thou art my firstborn Ata, Bekori Ata, my might, Kochi, Koch, Kochi, my might, Kochi, my might, with Reishit, and the first fruits with Reishit, Oni, and the first fruit of my strength, with Reishit, Oni, Yeter Seit, with Yeter Oz. The excellency, yeter, seit, of dignity, with yeter, and the excellency, oz, of strength, of power, oz, oz, unstable as water, pachaza, kamayim, ala totar, have not thou the excellency. Some interpret that as, have not thou the excellency. King James Version, the translators bringing out, unstable as water. Pachaz kamayim. Pachaz kamayim, unstable as water. Thou shalt not excel. Ala totar, al totar, al totar. Thou shalt not excel because, thou wentest up, aliyed up, to thy father's bed. Ki alita mishikve avika, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, aliyed up to your father's bed. Ki alita mishikve avika, aza halalta yitzui Allah, then defilest thou it. Yitzui Allah, he went up to my couch. What do we have here? Reuven. We have Reuven. Reuven. First and foremost, Reuven. Reuven, the eldest son of Yaakov by Leah in Genesis 29:32. The metaphysical implications is Reuven is faith, represents faith in its aspect of discernment, sight. Reu, Reu, see y'all, Reu, Bain, son, Reuven, faith in its aspect of discernment, sight. In the outer sense, some link the Palu connection, he's the son of Reuven. Reuven, like Shimon, like Simeon, this speaks of understanding, a faculty. We have the 12 faculties in man. A faculty takes on the tincture and the tone of some associate faculty, as with the 12 sons and the 12 faculties in man, the 12 signs, the 12 apostles, disciples, apostles. Here, a faculty, this firstborn faculty represented by Reuven of the 12. A faculty takes on the tincture and the tone of some associate faculty. We must understand the relation and the relationship of that faculty. Since any faculty can take on the character of another faculty or perform its office. And so we find in the B'nai Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, that the faculties that they signify are interblending and acting in various capacities under varying circumstances. The 12 B'nai Yaakov, sons of Jacob, represent the 12 foundation faculties of man, of humanity. The name of each of these sons, when correctly interpreted, gives the development and office its particular faculty in spirit, soul, and body in the tripartite, trifold being, because man is a trinity made in the image and after the likeness of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. For example, when the B'nai Yaakov were born, their mothers revealed the character of the faculties that they represented as set forth in the 29th and the 30th chapters of Genesis. And Leah conceived and bare a son and called his name Reuben, for she said, because Yahweh Jehovah hath looked upon my affliction. The emphasis is on the word looked. And by referring to the concordance, we find that the meaning of the name Reuben, Reuben, is a son seen. Behold, y'all, a son. It is clear that this refers to the bringing forth of sight, seen, quote, and she conceived again and bare a son, and said, because Yahweh Jehovah hath heard that I am hated, end quote. Here the emphasis is on the word heard. You heard? And referring to the concordance, we find that Shimon or Simeon means who hears, one who hears, one who obeys. Hearing in the sense of obeying, quote, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time is she, my husband, my ish, be joined to me, be joined to I, end quote. In this case, the emphasis is on the word joined. Lewi, Lewi, Levi means joined to, attached, or unity, unity, which in body is feeling. In the soul, the nefesh, in the suke, the psyche, sympathy. In the spirit, the ruach, it's love. So each of these 12 faculties in the complete man, the complete human being, functions in this threefold degree. What is here described as the 12 sons of Yaakov, the Bnei Yaakov, is the first or the natural bringing forth of the faculties, which arrive at a higher expression in the 12 disciples of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the 12 disciples of Jesus Christus, of Jesus Christ. Shimon Petro, Simon Peter, is hearing and faith united. Johannes, John is feeling and love joined. When we believe, amen, na'amen, na'amin, what we hear, what we shema, what we hear, it forms in us, in I, the substance of hadavar, of the word, which is Petro, Peter, a rock, a sure foundation. So faith, admittance cometh of hearing, and hearing by the word of HaMashiach, Reuben. Now next we have, interestingly enough, we have Simon and Levi. Simon and Levi, or Simeon and Levi. And here, we have it said, Simeon and Levi are brethren. Simon and Levi are brethren. Shimon u'Levi achim. Achim. They are ach. They are ach. Achim. They are brethren. Simon and Levi are brethren. Let's bring this out from the KJV first raid here. The KJV, let's just bring this forward. So we have Simeon and Levi. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Instruments of cruelty, their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, to their assembly, thy assembly, my honor, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed their anger, for fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Yaakov, in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel, in Israel. So we have Shimon Willewi, Simon and Levi. Let's touch on Shimon, Simeon. Simeon, Shimon, in the Hebrew, Shimon, 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 hearing, Shimon, hearkening, Shimon, obeying, Shimon, obedient, Shimon, understanding, Shimon, announced, Shimon, reported, reputed, famous. Second son of Yaakov, of Jacob by Leah, quote, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, because Yahweh Jehovah hath heard that I am afflicted, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called Shimon. She called his name Shimon. Genesis 29:33. Yaakov, Jacob's blessing of this son is as follows, as we already touched on once again. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Weapons of violence are their swords. O my soul, come not thou into their council, to their assembly. My glory, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they hacked an ox. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Genesis 49, verses 5 to 7. In Moshe's bracha, Moses' blessing of the tribes of Israel, Shimon, Simeon, is not mentioned. In the promised land, quote, their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the children of Yehuda. We have this in Joshua chapter 19, verse 1. The metaphysical implication, the bringing forth of Shimon, the bringing forth of hearing. This son of Yaakov did not, according to his history, fulfill that which the name implies. When we connect this with Reuben, we get further light or illumination on the import of Yaakov's sons of the B'nai Yaakov. Simeon means one who listens or one who obeys, one who listens and one who obeys. Shimon, hearing. In its higher aspect, it refers to the state of mind in the devout Meshahawian Christian anointed one that looks for and expects spiritual guidance and instruction direct from Elohim. It may be summed up in the word receptivity. We have Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 25. In Luke chapter 2, at the 29th verse, 2:29, this new consciousness of the indwelling immortal life takes the place of hope, expectancy, obedience, Shimon. Now we have the name Simon from the Hebrew Shimon, the Greek of the Hebrew, still with the meaning hearing, hearkening, obeying, understanding, announce, reported, reputed, famous. We have the apostle of Yeshua HaMashiach, who was called Petros or Petro or Peter, Matthew 4:18. We have a brother of Yeshua in Matthew 13:55. We have Simeon the leper in Matthew 26:6. Another apostle of Yeshua HaMashiach. We have Simon the Zealot in Luke 6:15. The father of Judas Iscariot in John 6:71. There was a sorcerer who believed in HaMashiach and the Messiah through Philip's teaching in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verses 9 to 24. Simon is the same as Simeon. Metaphysically speaking, the mystery school of the Messiah, HaMashiach, for the general significance of Simeon, referred to, or Simon, referred to Simeon, the spelling slightly different, we have strength. Andrew is clearly related to substance, or Simon, which in spirit we call faith, or Peter. John chapter 1, verse 40 and 41. Faith is the giving substance to things, hoped for. Hebrews 11 and 1. There's some marginal notes also getting into the Hebrew 11 and 1 quote. Faith is the giving substance to things that are hoped or expected for. What we hope for and mentally see, seen as a possibility in our life, our liberty becomes and comes into visibility, and we call it substance. In Mark chapter 1, verses 29 to 34, Yeshua coming, quote, into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John, end quote. In individual consciousness, it signifies the coming of the spiritual he who he be, the great I am, into a firm, unyielding, enduring consciousness of faith and strength, typified by Simon and Andrew, supported by the faculties of judgment and love, represented by James and John. The results are a positive activity of these spiritual forces, directed by he who he be, the great I am, which brings about a healing, redeeming work within the soul, represented by Simon's mother-in-law, who was healed by Yeshua. This living demonstration, this manifestation, the power of HaRuach, the spirit in the nefesh, in the psyche, in the soul consciousness, awakens the soul to the knowledge, the gnosis of the power of HaRuach, of the spirit of the Irid, to free and to make whole and holistic all that are sick, all thoughts of a demoniac character are brought to Simon's door, representing the door of faith, and are healed. We have Simon the Canaanite, or Simon the Zealot. Another of Yeshua's apostles represents the zeal faculty in man. In the body, this faculty is located at the base of the brain. The house of Simon the leper, what does it represent? It represents a state of body consciousness in which vital substance has been vitiated. Simon the sorcerer is the ambition of personality. Simon the sorcerer. The ambition of personality to handle the power of Ruach, of the spirit of the Irid, without paying the price through faith and love. The offer of money for spiritual power, it entails the thought of man's putting a price on the works of Elohim, on the works of the true good, the true God. The power of the Ruach HaKadosh, of the Holy Spirit, the Ila Irid, is obtained only by unselfish service. Therefore, personal power and glorification have, quote, neither part nor lot, end quote, in the spiritual realm, which is represented by the kingdom of Shemaim, the kingdom of the heavens. The only way to loose the bonds of personality, to make the heart right and righteous toward HaElohim, the true good, the true God, is through repentance, metanoia, change of mind, diligent tefillah, prayer, self-analysis, self-adjustment, and meditation and meditation, which transmute selfishness into unselfishness, personality into individuality, the indivisible duality. The law, HaTorah, is, as I live, saith Adonai, to me, to I, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to Elohim. Shimon, Levi, Achim, Simon and Levi are brothers. Simon and Levi are brothers. So we still have Levi, because Simon and Levi are brothers. So we touched on Simeon from the old to the new, and here also to touch on Levi, Lewi, in the bracha, in the blessing of the patriarch, in the blessing of Jacob to his 12 sons. Just touching on these three or four right here and some of the metaphysical implication of this, as well as the application for I in the Brit, in the Brit Chadasha, in the renewed covenant, in the Hadis Kidan. So here we have the word in the scripture. We read it from KJV, the Hebrew, Shimon Welewi Achim, Kaleya Hamas, Mekerotehem. Simeon and Levi are brethren, weapons of violence, their kinship. Bisodama alatavo nafshi, let my soul, make my soul not come into their council. Bisodam alatavo nafshi, biya kahalam, to their assembly, let not my glory be united. Ala techada kavodi, for in their anger they slew men. Ki be apam hargu ish, they slew hargu ish, they slew a man. Ki be apam hargu ish. Uabiras onama ikru ashor, and in their self-will they hogged oxen. They hogged oxen. They, like I say, slew oxen. But now here's interesting, because KJV brings out they tore down, right? They tore down a wall. But now this was said to these Achim brothers, who Shimon Welewi Achim, they are brothers. So Levi, Lewi, joining, Lewi, Levi, clinging, wreathing, entwining, enfolding, uniting, uniting in the sense of loving. The third son of Yaakov by Leah, quote, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will Ishi, my husband, be joined to me, be joined to I, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was Shemo, his name called Lewi, Levi, in Genesis 29:34. Yaakov's bracha of his son Lewi is given jointly together with that of Shimon, with that of Simeon. In Genesis 49:5-7, Simeon and Lewi and Levi are brethren. Weapons of violence are their swords. Oh, my soul, come not thou into their council, to their assembly, their assembly. Kavodi, my glory, be not thou united. Ala techada kavodi, bi ke halam, ala techad kavodi. For in their anger they slew a man. Ki be apam hargu ish, and in their self-will they hacked, like hacked an ox. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Yaakov. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. And scatter them in Israel. Arur apam ki oz. Wherever atam kia kashta, halakim bi Yaakov, wa Fitzain be Yisrael. Now we have to note that when it says curse be their anger, aror apam, he did not curse them, he cursed their anger. May they fail in their anger to take vengeance and do evil. May their anger grow less and less and less, aror apam. For as blessed from the barak root in the Hebrew often implies increase, so curse, aror, denotes the reverse. I will divide them in Jacob, scatter them in Yisrael. Moshe's baraka on the tribe of Levi, which we have in Deuteronomy 33, verses 8 to 11. And of Levi, Levi, he said, thy Thummim and thy Urim are with thy godly one, him whom thou lovest, whom thou disprove at Massah, with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said of his father and of his mother, I have not seen him. Neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew he his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Yaakov thine ordinances and Yisrael thy law. They shall put incense, incense before thee, and whole burnt offering upon thine altar. Bless Yahuwah, Jehovah, his substance, and accept the walk, the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise up against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. In the mystery school of the Moshiach, metaphysical implication, metaphysically speaking, the faculty of love, Levi, Levi, in human consciousness, love is the uniting, the I-19, joining force of divine, the I-vine mind. When Leah, representing the human nephesh, suke, psyche, the human soul, brought forth Levi, Levi, she said, quote, now, this time will Ishi, my husband, be joined to me. We connect our forces with whatever we send to our loved one. If we love the things, the things, the tings of sense, they become part of us, part of I and I. And we lose the ability to enter into the realm of spirit, the irate mind, the irate mentality. This is why Yahweh commanded Moshe not to make any graven image of him. Graven images are made by mental pictures. The thought that Elohim is a great king in a place called Shemaim, heaven, makes just such a mental image in one's thought realm. And one grows to believe, admit, amen in, and worship such an imaginary being instead of the true Elohim, the true good, the true God, who is Ruach, spirit, Irid, Yaakov, Jacob's Braka, Jacob's blessing on Levi, on Levi, which seem to some more of a curse than a baraka. It reveals how the strong emotions and feelings of man before coming under the dominion of divine love are often exercised in very adverse and destructive ways. Levi means joining or uniting, signifies in the body feeling, in the soul, the nefesh, the suke, the psyche, sympathy. In the spirit, love. Therefore, when love is expressed through the body as feeling, apart from love's dominion, violence may result instead of kindness. An selfishness and an irresistible power for good. Moshe's bracha, Moses' blessing on the tribe of Levi, reveals a great unfoldment, a great lifting up of the love faculty in consciousness. In this stage, however, it is still of the intellect, and its true spiritual quality has not yet been realized, although a degree of perception of its perfection has been attained. Now, the connection of Levi, as well to the Levites, is also particular interest, speaking of the metaphysical implications of Levi to the Levites, Levites belonging to Levi, as well as Leviticus. But here, take a Selah moment to pause for the cause. The first three sons, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Reuben, Simeon, and Levi.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yeah, Kudus Paulus, yellow,
what St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on above Jerusalem.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, few are choosing.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But I want the next verse with Amarek. But I want the next verse with Amarek in the lineage, because we want the song for each. That men gets to realize people out here know what go on. You know, because we want to ask them if we want to sell out the black people to the Russian. Then he will fight against America. You know. But His Majesty will never join America nor Russia. Although he look closer to America because so much black people in America. So he must closer to America because he's having people. You know, just as easy as that.
Mazmur Matuhulat Bakanif Matosos Yedawid Mazmur
نفسي هو إغزابهر نبارك عطنتو تشيم هلو يتقدس اسمه نفسي هو إغزابهر نبارك مسقانا ونم هلو عطرش حتي عطشن هلو يكر يميل دويشنم هلو يمي فوز هيوتشن كتفاك يمي عدنا بمهرتو النابة كرنتو يمي كللش من يوتشن كبركتو يمي عطقبات قول ما سانتشن اندن سري عدسا اكزيابير يكر تادراغينو لسبدلو هلو يفردان لموسي من قدونا الساوكا لسرائيل جوتشم ما الدرارغون اكزيابير مهاري ناي كروائنا كاكوطا يراك امهرتم يبزا بلغيزي ماي قسم لزلالم ماي قطام اندهات ياساتشنا لا درغبن اندبدلاتشن مال كفلن سمائي كمدر كفن دمي اندهو اكزيابير مهرتون بمي فروت لا يتنكر مسراك كمئراب دمي رك اندهو هات ياساتشنن كأنيا عراك አባት ለልጆቹ እንደሚራራ እንዲሁ እግዚአብሔር ለሚፈሩት ይራራ ፍጥረታችንን እርሱ ያውቃልና አቤቱ እኛ አፈር እንደሆንን አስብ ሰውስ ዘመኑ እንደ ሳር ነው እንደ ዱር አበባ እንዲሁ ያብባል ነፋስ በነፈሰበት ጊዜ ያልፋልና ስፍራውንም ደግሞ አያውቀውምና የእግዚአብሔር ምህረት ግን ከዘላለም እስከ ዘላለም በሚፈሩት ላይ ጽድቁም በልጅ ልጆች ላይ ነው ቃል ኪዳኑን በሚጠብቁ ትእዛዙንም ያደርጓት ዘንድ በሚያስቡ ላይ ነው እግዚአብሔር ዙፋኑን በሰማይ አዘጋጀ መንግስቱም ሁሉን ትገዛለች ቃሉን የምትፈጽሙ ብርቶችና ኃያላን የቃሉንም ድምጽ የምትሰሙ መላእክቱ ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ ሠራዊቱ ሁሉ ፈቃዱን የምታደርጉ አገልጋዮቹ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ ፍጥረቶቹ ሁሉ በግዛቱ ስፍራ ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ ነፍሴ ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኪ
Today's daily psalm. Calling to hear the full of fall now. We got like 2 minutes.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Reggae music. Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, la reina de las músicas.
And can we really?
El rey, bueno, la reina en este caso.
Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, la reina de las músicas.
And can be religious.
El rey, bueno, la reina en este caso.
Can be religious.
Legashun, agarashu, memelech, memelech.
Shalom to Tainayis Elin. Greetings. May John give you health on I and I behalf. Shalom to Tainayis Tallinn. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek, righteous king, even the king of kings. Weep not, behold,
the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So here we are in the book, in the Metzach Kedush, the book of the seven seals of Garmawi, Karmawi, Haida Selassie, Negus Neges, Ze Ethiopia, Moa Anbesa, Ze Em Negeta Yehuda. Yes, I, King of Kings of Ethiopia, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, we're at Mezmor Metosos, Psalm 103, and here's themed Exyavir Fikarno, 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 Fikar love. Exyavir, sustainer of the good, the generous Ab is love. We have this also as an hymn, a hymn of praise in the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically speaking, but here from low degrees to the higher degree here in the HSV of His Majesty. We're going to compare and contrast side by side with the KJV. So let's ride up. Besim'av wa'willid wa'menfes k'du sahadu amlak. Yes, I, name the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. One source in Jemralen, we begin. Mezmor Dawit Meto Source, Psalm of David 103. Ye Dawit Mezmor, Psalm of David, Kuter An, verse 1. Nesehoi, Exiavi Herin Barki, Adinto Chem Hulu Yetekadeses Moon. Bless Exiavi Her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Av. Nesehoi, oh my soul, my suke, my psyche. Nesehoi, Exiavi Herin Barki, Adinto Chem Hulu Yetekadeses Moon. And all that is within me, within I, bless, praise, bless His holy, His Isla, His set-apart name. Nesehoi, Egziavi Herin Barki, Niskanawinim Hulu Atirshi, 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 Atirshi. Bless Exiavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, O my soul. And forget not all His benefits. Nesehoi, Exiavia, Rin Barki, Niskanawinim Hulu Atershi, Tershi. Hatiatishin Hulu Yikar Yamir, Daleshinim Hulu Yamifaus, who forgiveth. He who be, His divine majesty, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Chat yatishin hulu yikara yamil. Dewey shinim hulu yamiya fawus. Who healeth all thy diseases. Kuter arat, verse 4. He wetishina kat efata yamiya dinat. Bemhiretuna becharnetu yemiya kalalish. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Hiwetishina kut efat yemiyadinat. Who crowneth thee, I, with loving kindness and tender mercies? Bemhiretuna becharnetu yemiya kalalish. Minyo tishina kabaraketu yemiya tegvat. Gula masina tishina inda nisira yadisal. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things? Minyo tishina kabaraketu yemiya tegvat. Who satisfies thy desire? Minyotishina kabareketu, from His blessedness, yemiyat egavat. Gul masinetishin in the nisira yadzad. So that thy youth, gul masinetishin, thy youth is renewed like the eagles in the nisira yadzad. Egziari hara yikirtad ragino. Let bedelu hulu yifardal.
Exiliary here, the sustainer, the good, generous Abba Father, executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Rephrase, for all that are downpressed. Exiliary here, yikrta dragino, lete bedelu hulu yifardal. Le Musa men gedun as tawak le Israel le Joshem adararagun. He made known his ways to Musa, Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. Le Musa men gedun as tawak le Israel le Joshem adararagun. Ekziavi haram harina ikrbaino kokuta yarak emhiretuma yebeza. Exiavi here to sustain the good genus of Father is merciful and gracious. Exiavi here meharina yikrbaino, slow to anger, kokuta yarak, and plenteous in mercy. Mehiretum yebeza hulgizem ayak esifin lezelalemim ayak watam. He will not always try, neither will he keep his anger forever, for either hulgizem ayak esifin lezelalemim ayak watam. In the Hapiatachin Aladarega bin Minda Bedalach Nema Ala Kafalin. He hath not dealt with us, with I and I, after our sins, after our uckeries. In the Hapiatachin Aladarega bin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. In the bedalach nema ala kafalin samai kamidr kaf in the meal and dihu exiavi her mehiratuna benifarut alaya at nekre. For as the heaven is high above the earth, samai kamidr kaf in the meal, so great is his mercy toward them that fear, that reverence, that respect him. Indihu egiziavi hirmi hirretuna bemifaruta lai at anekre. Misraka kamitraba and emirik. Indihu hat iatachnina kanyarake. As far as the east is from the west, Misraka Kamirabendamiyarik, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us, from I and I. Indihu hat yatachnin kanyarake. Abata lelijochu and the miarara, indi hu egziari her le miafaruti arara. Like as a father pitieth his children, abata lelijochu and the miarara, so like this a Gaziari hath sustained the good, the generous Ab Father pitieth, hath compassion upon them that reverence, that respect him. Indihu exiari him the nifaruta yirara fitratachnina in ersu yaukalina fitratachnin ersu yaukalin adetu inya ferinda honin asip. For he knoweth, remember, he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Fitratachnin arsua yaukalina adetu inya ferina indahonin asid. So is Zemenu in the Sarno, in the Dura Beba, in the Hua Yababa. As for man, his days are as grass. So is
Zemenu in the Sarno. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. In the Dura Beba. In Dihu Yabibal. Nefasa benefes bet gizeya yalfalina. Sifraunim. Degmo yauka umna. For the wind passeth over it, nefas the nefesabet egizei, and it is gone, yalfalina. And the place of sifraunim thereof shall know it no more, de gemora ayauk aumina. Egziadi herme heret gina kazalala miskazala. Bemia fruit line, it kuma be lija lijoch lino. But the mercy of Egziadi here, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab Father, is from everlasting to everlasting. Egziadi here meheret gin kazalalem iska zalalem bemia fruit line. Upon them that respect, that reverence him and his righteousness to children's children. Sidakuma beli jeli joch laino. Alki danuna bemiat abku. Tizazunema yadarugu atzena bemia yasubu laino. To such as keep his covenant. Alki danun bemiat abku. And to those that remember his commandments to do them. The good, the generous, our Father, hath appeared his throne in the heavens. Egziavihar zufanun besamaya zagaja. And his kingdom, his government ruleth over all, and his kingdom overruleth all, ruleth over all. Men gistum huluna tigezalech. Aluna yemita fetsmu. Alun yemita fetsmu. Bertuochna hayalan. Yek alunema dimcha yemita semua mela iktu o hulu. Egeziari herin parku. Bless Egziavi to sustain the good, the generous Ab, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Alun yemita fetsnu, bertuochna hayalan, yek alunem adimta yemita samu mela iktu hulu Egziavi herin barku. Sarawitu ulu, fekaduna yemita dergua, galgayochu, Egziavi herin barku. Bless ye, Egziavi, the sustaining, the good, the generous Ab Father. All ye, y'all, his host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Sarawitu ulu, fekaduna yemita dergua, galgayochu, Egziavi herin barku. Fitareto chuhulu begzatu sefrahulu egziavirin barku nefsehoi egziavirin barki. Bless egziavir, stand the good, generous Ab Father. All his works, all his works in all places of his dominion. Fit retochu hulu, begzatu sefra hulu, egziavi harin, parko, nesehoi, egziavi harin, parki. Bless he who be who he be, his divine majesty, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, oh my soul, oh my psyche. Thank you.
Rewind.
مزمور مكو هولن بقنف مكو صوص يداويت مزمور نفسي هوي اكزياب هيرن بارك عطن توچيم هلو يتك ادسا سمون نفسي هوي اكزياب هيرن بارك مسغانا اونم هلو عطرش هات يعتشن هلو يكر يمي دويشنم هلو يمي فوز هيوتشن كتفاك يمي عدنات بمهرتنا بچرنتو يمي كللش من يوتشن كبركتو يمي عطقبات قول ما سانتشن اندن سري عدس اجيابيري كرتاد راقينو لتبدلو هلو يفردان لموسي منقدو نفساوك لسرائيل جوتشم ما الدرارقو اجيابيري مهاري نايك اروينو كاكوت عيراك امهرتم يبزا كل جيزي مايك أسفر لزلال من مايك قطعم اندهات ياتات شنالا در قبل انده بدلات شنم مال كفلن سمايي كمدر كفن دمين اندي هوك زيابير مهرتون بمي فروت لياتنا كر مسراك كمئراب دمي رك اندي هوهات ياتات شنن كأنيا عراك عبات للجوت شون دمي رارا اندي هوك زياهير لمي فرو تيراران فترسات چنن ارسو ياوك عالنا عويتو اني عفر اندهون ناس سوس زمنو انده سارنو انده دوراب باندي هو عبدبان نفاس بنفس بس جيزي عالفالنا سفراون امدق مو عيوك او منا يك زياهير مهرت قني كزلالم اسكزلالم بمي فرو تلاي ادقوم بلجل جوش لاينو الكيدانون بمي تبقو تأزازون امي عدر قوات زند بمي عصبو لينو اقزياب هير زفانون بسما يزقاج من قسطم هلون تقزال قالون يم تفتسمو برطوچنا حيالات يقالون امدمس يم تسمو ملعكتو هلو اقزياب هير نباركو سراويتو هلو تقادون يم تادر قوة قل قايوتشو እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ ፍጥረቶቹ ሁሉ በግዛቱ ስፍራ ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ ነፍሴ ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኪ
Let up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language. Learn the ancient Hebrew language. Learn the Twi. Learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Newarpic, Tamarians. Learn them languages there. Learn the Amharic language. You see?
Can you see? See the English language?
See the English language?
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version.
Hear, 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 Midrash, a Midrash, a study here on today's daily psalm. According to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, here, after the order of Malkias Erek, Mizmor Kof Gimel, Mizmor Kof Gamel, Kof Gimel, Psalm 103, Psalm C-I-I-I, here, here, a midrash, a study on today's psalm. A psalm, here, 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 midrash, a midrash, a study here on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, 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 after the order of Malkias Erek, Mizmor Kof Gimel. Here, 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 midrash, a midrash, a study here on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Hebrews, and here, 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 after the order of Malachias Erek, Mizmor Kof Gimel, Mizmor Kof Gamel, Kof Gimel, Psalm 103, Psalm C-I-I-I, here, 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 a midrash, a study on today's psalm, a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, and all that is within I. Bless his holy name. Hear, hear, hear. First verse, the Aleph verse. Le David of David. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah. We call like Rabbi et Hashem Kadisho. Of David. Le David. Bless. He who be who he be, O my soul. Barki nafshi et Yahuwah. Barki, speaking to she. Barki nafshi. Bless, command to bless when speaking to she. Barki nafshi, nafshi, my soul, my psyche. Et Yahuwah, et Yahuwah. Bless he who be, we be, O my soul. We're called Rabbi, and all we're called, and all Rabbi, and all that is within I, we're called Rabbi. Et Hashem Kadisho. Bless his holy name, the Shem Kadisho. Le Dawi, Barki Nafshi Eti Yahweh. We call a rabbi et Hashem Kadisho. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Psalm 139, Hebraically, the 14th verse, Psalm 139, verse 14, that reads, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Hear, hear, hear the opening verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Gimel Kof Gamel Lidawi. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah, we call it Rabbi, et Shem Kadisho. These words of David, bless he who be we be, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says in Mizmor Kof Lamed Et, Kof Lamed Et, Psalm 139, Psalm CXXXIX, Hebraically the 14th verse, that reads, Odeka Al ki noraota nifleiti niflaim ma'iseka wi nafshi yoda'ata meod. I will give thanks, O deka, to the I, man, O deka, all upon ki for noraot nifleiti. For I am fearfully, dreadfully kia, noraot nifleiti, wonderfully made. Niflai ma'iseka, wonderful, niflaim, wonderfulnesses, ma'iseka, the I, male work, niflai ma'iseka, with nafshi yoda'at mod. And that my soul with and nafshi and she, my psyche, my soul with nafshi yoda'at, yoda'at, she knoweth with nafshi yoda'at me'od, and she knoweth me'od, 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 very much, enough, she knoweth right well. Odeka al ki noraota nifleiti niflaim seka wit nafshi yoda'at meod. Rav Abadimi Bar Nechunya taught, Some things are bad for the liver, but good for the windpipe. Some things are bad for the windpipe, but good for the liver. There are 10 things within a man, within their mind. The windpipe for voice, the gullet for swallowing food, the liver for anger, the lung for drink, the gall for jealousy, the maw, when full, for sleep, the first stomach to grind the food, the spleen for laughter, the reins for counsel, and the heart for decision. There are 10 things within a man, the windpipe for voice, the gullet for swallowing food, the liver for anger, the lung for drink. And here, Midrash, note right here on today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Gimel of Kamel, Psalm 103, here where it says, the lung for drink. The Midrash note is to absorb liquids. This here was a Platonic idea, right? Here, just a note here in explaining the 10 things within a man. Now, also here, another additional note right here is that drink. What's interesting about the word drink in archaic, Ethiopic, and Amharic, as well as no doubt other Afro-Shemitic languages, drink metaphorically is another way of saying to smoke. So in ancient Afro-Shemitic languages such as Amharic, the idea, like with the Hebrew, to drink, also to smoke. So instead of saying one would smoke, they would actually be drinking, and whatever is burning, that there would be smoking. So it's interesting that here, within this commentary associated with Rav Abdimi Bar Nehunya, considering there are 10 things within the man, the windpipe for voice, the gullet for swallowing food, the liver for anger, the lung for drink. Here the Midrash note says to absorb liquids, but here this reminds us of the archaic Ethiopic and Royal Amharic, the Afro-Shemitic, that to say to smoke, they would use the word to drink, so thus the connection with the lung for drink, the gall for jealousy, the maw when full, for sleep, the first stomach. And here, next Midrash note on Mizmor Kof Gamel, Kof Gimel, Psalm 103, the connection with the first stomach to grind food. Here, the first stomach sense. Human anatomy is discussed here. Quote, first stomach, end quote, presumably means the entrance to or the upper part of the stomach. So since human anatomy is being discussed here in the Midrash on Psalm 103, the first stomach presumably means the entrance to or the upper part of the stomach. The first stomach to grind the food, the spleen for laughter, the reins for counsel, the heart for decision. Therefore David offered praise, Isis, with the words, even with the words of Psalm 139, Hebraically at the 14th verse. Here, Mizmor of Lamed 8. I will praise thee, I, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and that my soul, she knoweth right well. O deka alki noraota nifleiti, niflaima eseka wi nafshi yodat mod. Therefore, also, it is said, even here, in the Aleph, the opening verse of today, Psalm Mizmor Kof Gimel, Psalm 103, bless he who be who he be, O my soul, and all that is within me, all that is within I, bless his holy, his Isla name. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah, we call a rabbi, et shem kadisho. In a different exposition of bless Jehovah, O my soul, and all that is within I, bless his Isla, bless his holy name. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah, we call a rabbi, et shem kadisho. Rav Lewi, Levi, said the name of Rav Chama, a sculptor makes a statue. The sculptor dies, but his sculpture endures. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Holy One, blessed be He, it is not so. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made man. And man and man dies, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, the set apart one, the sanctified one, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, lives and endures. This neither the sculptor nor the silversmith can do. The silversmith casts an image, the silversmith dies, the casting endures, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made man, and it is man who dies. It is HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Idol One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He who lives and endures forever and ever, for ever and ever. Another comment. A mortal king, a mortal melech, he eats, but an image of him does not eat. Not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so, the Holy One, the sanctified, the set apart one, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, His image, man, eats, but He does not eat. As is said, even in Nehemiah, even Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6, Thou art the Lord, even Thou, the I alone, Thou hast made the earth and all the things, the things that are therein. And Thou, the I, preservest them all. Ata hu Yahuwah levadeka, ata osita eta hashemayi, shemeya hashemayi, we call us Ivaam ha'areta, we call asher aleha hayamim, we call asher bahem, we ata mechayeya eta kulama uatzeva hashemayim leka Misha Tachewi. Here, Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6, the fuller verse. Thou art he who be who he be. Thou art Yahuwah. Thou, the I, art the I be Jehovah. Ata hu Yahuwah. Ata, the I male, speaking directly to he who be who he be. Ata, who, he, whoa, he, Ata Hu Yahuwah. The I be he. He who be who he be. Ata Hu Yahuwah. Le Vadeka. Le Badeka. Even the I alone. Thou hast made the heaven of heavens. Ata osita eta hashemai, shemei hashemai, with all their hosts, with kol tzivaam, the earth and all things that are thereon, ha'aretza, we call Ashera Aleha, the earth and all things that are thereon, on her, ha'aretza, we call Ashera Aleha, the seas and all that is in them. Hayamima we call Ashera Bahem, and thou the eye preservest them all. We ata mechaye eta kulam, and thou preservest, givest life, life giver, preservest, givest life. We ata, and the eye mechaye, 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 preservest, givest life, the life giver to them all. We ata mechaye et kulam, and the host of the heaven worshipeth thee, I prostrates worship, bow down to thee, I. U tzeva hashemaim leka mishatachwi. Hear, 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 Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 6. Ata hu Yahuwah lebadeka. Ata asita eta hashemai, shemei hashemai. We call us Evaam. Ha reta, we call Asher aleha. Hayami, we call Asher bahem. We ata mechaye eta kulam. Uatzeva hashemaim leka mishatachwi. And here, Midrash note here to the Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 6 is reference to the previous Midrash on Psalm 18, the 26th parak, the 26th section, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 18.26. Another comment. A sculptor makes a statue, but cannot make a soul or vital organs. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made a statue, man, and within him made a soul and vital organs. Therefore, David offered praise. David offered Isaac, saying, blessed be he who be who he be. Bless he, O my soul, and all that is within I. Bless his holy, bless his set apart, bless his sanctified, his Ayla name. Barki nashi et Yahuwah, we call it Rabbi, et Shem Kadisho. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, O my soul, bless he who be who he be. Barki nafshi et Yahuwah, speaking to she. Barki, bless, the command to bless, speaking to the soul, speaking to she. Barki nafshi et Yahuwah, bless he who be who he be. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, said, five times are the words, bless the Lord, O my soul, written here. Five times are the words, Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah, written here. and five are the books of Moshe, Rabbeinu, five are the books of Moses. Bless he who be, we be, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hear, 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 Psalm 103, verse 1. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah wekolik rabai et shem kadisho. Bless he who be, we be, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hear, 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 today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Gimel, Kof Gamel, Psalm 103, the bait verse, the second verse. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah we alatisha kachi kola gimulayo. Bless he who be, who he be, O my soul. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah and forget not we alatisha kachi and forget not we alatisha kachi kola gimulayo. And forget not, call all Gemulayo. Gemulav, call the Gemulav, call Gemulayo. And forget not all his benefits. Bless Jehovah, all ye, all y'all, his walks, his works. Bless Jehovah, oh my soul. Hear, 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 today's psalm, the 22nd verse. Bless Barku Yahuwah, speaking to y'all, speaking to you all. Barku Yahuwah, call Ma'isayo, all ye, all y'all, his works. Call Ma'isayo, call myself, call Ma'isayo, in all places of his dominion. B'kol mekomota memashalto. Blessed he who be, who ye be, O my soul. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah. Barki nafshi et Yahuwah, et Yahuwah. And in Mizmor Kof Dalet, in Psalm 104, the Aleph verse, the first verse. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah, Yahuwah Elohai. Gadalta meod. Bless he who be, we be, O my soul. Barki nafshi et Yahuwah. O Jehovah, he who be, we be, my Elohim. Yahuwah Elohai, Hailiai, my power. He who be, we be, my power. Yahuwah Elohai. Gadalta meod. Gadalta. Thou art very great. Thou, the I, has shown thyself great, has shown the I self important. Gadalta meod. And in Psalm 104, the 35th verse, that reads, sinners, akas, shall cease out of the earth. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. Psalm Mizmor Kof Dalet, Psalm 104, verse 35, the fifth place where Barki Nafshi, bless he who be, who he be, O my soul. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah. Hear, hear, hear. Verse 35. Yitamu chatayim. Make cease. Make cease. Cause them to cease and desist. Yitam Chataim Min Haaretz. Make uckers, make sinners cease out of the earth. Yitam Chataim Min Haaretz. And make the wicked, the ratchet be no more. O Rishaim Oda Einam. Bless Jehovah, bless he who be, who ye be, O my soul. Barki nashi eti Yahuwah. Hallelujah. According to Rav Yohanan, David saw five worlds. He saw the world within his mother's womb, his mother's matrix, his mother's womb. And he said, according to today's daily psalm, even the Aleph, the first verse, hear, bless Jehovah, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy, his Isla, his set apart name. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah, call it Ravai et Shem Kadisho. He saw the world as he was being born. And he said, according to the next verse of today's psalm, bless Jehovah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits in our infancy, infancy. Barki nafshi et Yahuwah. We'ala tisha kechi kola gemulayo. What gemulayo? Gemulav? What gemula? What benefits in particular? To this, Rav Abahu answered, close to the heart, which is the seat of understanding, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the true good, the true God, set the breast. Hear, midrash note, set the breast as distinct from other mammals whose mammae are located further down on the body. So hear, Rav Abahu, in answering the question of what benefits in particular, forget not all his benefits, what benefits in particular, Rav Abahu answered, close to the heart, that is the seat of understanding, Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, set the breast. And here the Midrash note is as distinct from other mammals whose mammae or breasts are located further down on the body. Lama ze? Why this? Why? Lama? So that the infant does not see his mother's private parts. But Rav Matena said, so that he does not take his nourishment from a place soiled with excrement or excretion. He saw the world as he went forth into the light of day and traveled here and there. And he said, even as the 22nd verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Gimel Kof Gamel reads, even here, Barku Yahuwah Kola Ma'isayah Bekola Mikomota Mema Shalto Barki Nafshi Et Yahuwah. Bless, he said, in all places of his dominion, bless Jehovah, oh my soul. Bekol in all mikomot, bekol mikomot in all places, mem shalto in all places of his dominion, Bekola mikomota memshalto, in all places of his dominion, bless Jehovah, he who be, he be. O my soul, barki nafshi eti Yahuwah. He saw the world as he was about to depart from the Aretz, the earth, the earthly plane, and beholding the presence, and beholding the face, and beholding the presence, he said, bless Jehovah, oh my soul, Jehovah, Hailiyai Elohai, my power, my true good, my true God, thou art very great. Thou showest the eye self very great. Here, here, here. Mizmor of Dalet, Psalm 104, the Aleph, the first verse that reads, Barki nafshi et Yahuwah, Yahuwah Elohai, Gadalta Mod. Bless Jehovah, my soul, Jehovah Elohai, Hailiyai, thou art very great, Gadalta Meod, thou hast shown thyself great, thou hast bigged up the I-self, Gadalta Meod, Barki Nafshi et Yahuwah, Yahuwah Elohai, Gadalta Meod. He saw the Olam Haba, the world to come, and he said, even in the 35th verse of Mizmor Kof Dalet, in the 35th verse of Psalm 104, Dawi, in seeing the Olam Haba, the world to come, he said, sinners, Akkas, shall cease out of the earth, and make the ratchet, the wicked, be no more. Bless he who be, who ye be, O my psyche, O my soul, hallelujah. Yitamu chatai, min haaretz, o rishaim, od enam, barki nafshi eti Yahuwah.
David. Barechi nafshi et Adonai, v'chol keravai et shem kodshu. Barechi nafshi et Adonai, v'al tishkechi kol bemulav. Assoleyach lechol avonechi, arofe lechol tahaluaychi. Aggoel mishahat hayaychi, ammeaterechi chesed berachamim. המשביע בטוב עדייך, תתחדש כנשר נעורייך. עושה צדקות אדוני, ומשפטים לכל עשוקים. יודיע ברחב למשה, לבני ישראל עלילותיו. רחום וחנון אדוני, ערך אפיים ורב חסד. לא לנצח יריב, ולא לעולם ייטור. לא חטאינו עשה לנו, ולא חעוונותינו גמל עלינו. כי כי גבוה שמיים על הארץ, דבר חסדו על יראיו. תרחוק מזרח ממערב, הרחיק ממנו את פשענו. תרחם אב על בנים, ריחם אדוני על יראיו. כי הוא ידע יצרנו, זכור כי עפר אנחנו. אנוש כחציר ימיו, כציץ השדה כן יציץ. כי רוח עברה בו ואיננו, ולא יכירנו עוד מקומו. וחסד אדוני מעולם ועד עולם על יראיו, וצדקתו לבני בנים, לשומרי בריתו ולזוכרי פיקודיו לעשותם. אדוני בשמיים הכין כספו, ומלכותו בכל משלה. ברכו אדוני מלאכיו, גיבורי כוח עושה דברו, לשמוע בכל דברו. ברכו אדוני כל צבאיו, משרתיו עושה רצונו. ברכו אדוני כל מעשיו, בכל מקומות ממשלתו. ברכי נפשי את אדוני.
last 2 days to find sin. And I've got news for rejoicing. Now a new sun is rising. I count my blessings, that I'm safe when I'm resting. Furniture in my nesting, not by force I'm suggesting. You count your blessings. I've got love and assurance. I've got new health insurance. I've got strength and endurance. So I count my blessings and give thanks to the master. That through all the disaster, we're still here together after. Better count your blessings.
Count your blessings. Yo, this year, can't wait till it gets here. 7-21-09, my first son will shine. And it's amazing, I'm about to be raising another made man. And like his dad, they'll praise him. And some will hate him, just cause we building a nation. Like Bob did with Damien, the world will embrace him. Girls will chase him, foresee they will not break him. And when I'm not around, you look for God and thank
and I've
him.
I've got somewhere to dress for, and I've got no need to stress for. And so I'll always put my best foot and count my blessings. And there'll be no need for tissues, there'll be no further issues. If you've got someone who miss you, man, count your blessings. And I've got love and assurance, and I've got new health insurance. And I've got strength and endurance, so I count my blessings. And give thanks to the master, that through all the disaster, we're still here together after. Better count your blessings.
You were sitting in the top position, picture perfect, nothing less cause you deserve it. Without the Hermes, you never hurtin'. You knew that you was destined for greatness for certain. To see the overzealous, they be thirsting, caught up in emotion. You keeping your composure like Gershwin. Songs by Earthwind keep you in the zone writing verses. So when your pocket's light, know that you have a heavy purpose.
We've got preschool and daycare, we've got pension and welfare. And though not all we play the game fair, still I got my blessings. I've got joy in abundance, I've got life full of substance, I've got meetings and functions, so I count my blessings. I've got something to live for, I've got surplus to give more, and we're all welcome to his door, so I count my blessings. And give thanks to the master, that through all the disaster, we're still here together after, so I count my blessings.
I think you're looking too hard for it, with a double law under your garage door. Appreciate the things you work hard for, and count your blessings, count your blessings. So don't be mad if you ain't fly, y'all. You got the means to reach the level I'm on. You should know that there's only one notch, y'all. But count your blessings, count your blessings.
And I've got 2 days to fight in, and I've got news for rejoicing. Now a new sun is rising, I count my blessings. That I'm safe when I'm resting. Furniture in my nesting. Not by force I'm suggesting. You count your blessings. I've got love and assurance. I've got new health insurance. I've got strength and endurance. So I count my blessings. And give thanks to the master. That through all the disaster, we're still here together after. Better count your blessings.